Have your parents ever done something
really embarrassing? Just
so embarrassing.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Nothing that's like been, you know, just absolutely gut wrenching. Like, how can you? Are you this out of touch?
How could you done that? How could you've done that?
I can't believe you've done this.
I'm trying to think. Not really. I think they've told like so many embarrassing stories about about me, but
I don't
because they've told it so many times, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, I don't care, and because I'm just like, please don't. But they do it anyway, so it's just like, okay.
I just wonder why.
Like, why would they do that?
Why do they need to do it? The compulsive fucking need.
Their parents, and
that's the only thing that they say.
That's the only
thing. I'm the parent. I'm meant for that.
No,
it's like, but why though?
I think it's because their lives are so boring after they become parents. Yeah, that the most exciting thing are their children.
Yeah,
you know.
God, dude, fuck that.
Because a story that, which is really, it's not frustrating, or it's not really an embarrassing story anymore, but is my. They would tell this story about how I, when I was like 7 or something, I got up one night and I just packed all my clothes into a black bag, and I was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go and live in my grandma's house.
Peace out, bro.
And like, yeah.
They go like, bye. It's so funny.
Did you ever like run away from home?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Like, at least 3 times.
Like, actually. Like, you left the house.
Yeah, I went up the road and I stayed there for...
Wait.
For a long time, but probably...
What do you mean up the road?
Probably, like, 10 minutes. And I'm like, wow.
And, like, no one's looking... And then you got stopped sick because no one was looking for you.
Yeah, and it's like, you were gone for 10 minutes.
Like, oh, did we in the bathroom? Oh, we thought you were in the bathroom.
We didn't know you were there. welcome to a new episode of High and Dry. I'm your host who smokes the most, Ethan Goldberg, along with my friend and co-host,
Chocolatey Zeno.
Gang shit.
I'm having a chocolate milkshake.
Back. Yeah, definitely. Man, it's just, you just feel so frustrated and like no one gets you. And it's like, well, welcome to the world, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like, bye.
Yeah.
Are you leaving? Bye.
Bye. Like...
tough shit. You know,
I think that's one thing that when we were younger we never understood.
Yeah,
you know?
And then luckily I discovered suicide was a thing. So you can really try.
Whoa. What a turn.
Yeah no. It was more like it is strange that like, but just the, you feel like so different, but then you're not, you know?
What do you mean different?
Like people go through, you know, I think there's definitely like unique people, but they're not, one person is more inherently unique than another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's a...
But I have met some fucking boring ass people.
I think it's...
You know what I mean?
I
like people who don't do nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And do like, and it's not even like a case of like, oh, what's your job? It's like, but what are you
passionate about?
What's something that really gets you excited? Because that's how you normally.
But that's how you can always have hobbies? A
great conversation. Is just talk about how much someone likes something or how much you like something.
What if someone's really passionate about something that's really boring?
No, but it doesn't matter because their energy, it's about what they give off when they talk about that thing.
That's true.
Could be anything.
That is true.
I fucking love Star Wars, dude. The fucking way that, you know, Luke blah 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 fucked his sister. You know, shit like that. It's just
didn't have sex with his sister, dude.
Well, not fucked his sister. Kissed his sister.
Yeah.
But could have, you know, like in his head he was like, oh damn, hanky panky with my sister. Yeah, you know, it's I don't know. I smoke too much weed. I'm like thinking too much about something.
Okay, so that's fine. I'll carry the pod. So yeah, I think something that we have to learn when we're young is that attention isn't. We can't always be given attention, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's something that I think a lot of people struggle with. Mm. Even when they older.
Yeah.
I think when you're part of like a group of siblings.
Mm.
I think you realize that quickly when you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Or like one of the older siblings.
Yeah.
Like you don't always get the attention that you want, you know?
Yeah. That's strange. Well, it's strange that you think that you're entitled. You're inherently entitled, then.
It kind of falls away.
Yeah.
Do you think that those who, but you know, single kids, not single kids, but only children are wired differently?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, and then slowly things creep in.
What do you mean?
Anxieties and worries creep in.
When you're a single child.
When you're a single child. Sorry, when,
yeah. So child. Like you're the only. Sorry, not a single child. You're the only child.
Yeah, you're one person.
What I'm saying is because like what I've seen with only children is they long for attention and they just wired differently.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe they don't spend enough time with other children as well.
They don't, no.
Yeah. But they inherently don't because they go home by themselves.
Yeah, so but they spend time at school around other kids, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's if they aren't homeschooled.
I think it lends itself to kind of be... You're either... Sorry, I need to put my phone away.
Yep. Why do you have your phone on?
No, because...
Like, I know I'm bad.
Daniel's... people I know are talking some shit. I think it's because... Yeah, you're not spending enough time with someone, with children. Your parents are more... They have to be more on you because they're the only...
They have to be. They surround you more and they give you a lot of attention, you know?
Mm.
Because I don't, off the top of my head, I don't think I'm friends with anyone who's an only child.
Mm. No, not many.
I'm definitely not.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who. Okay, I think Melissa's an only child. That's like the only one I can think of right now.
Need to get back on and be like, yo, what's your deal?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your deal?
Why are you so weird?
Trying to figure you out. What's
joking,
your deal?
I'm joking.
We love you. We know she's listening to this pod right now.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other people. I think we've had this conversation before. We talked about, oh, no, homeschooled.
No, yeah, we're talking about homeschooled kids.
People are homeschooled. Wow.
That is a throwback.
They're interesting. At least.
But no, it's just like only children are... I just feel that they are wired differently.
Mm.
And I can't... Besides one or two people, I'm not that close friends to anybody who is.
Mm.
Like, I have a whole group of friends that... Neither of them are an only child.
Mm, yeah. I'd say so too.
Would you ever wanted to be an only child?
No, I don't think so. But then again, I kind of was because like my sister's, you know.
But you see, the thing is, in your case, a lot of attention went to your sister. Mm. You know?
Because it had to.
It had to.
Literally had to.
You know?
And that's built up definitely a lot of resentment when I was like 12 and I was like, what?
Listen, yeah. I'm dancing. Yeah, I look like Goku right now. Why aren't you paying me attention?
Goku doesn't dance, idiot.
I'm pretty sure there's like a Japanese culture of him. Like, there's like a short film of him
dancing. Learning how to waltz or something.
With Chi-Chi or something. Because I remember my brother had a friend who was an only child.
Mm.
And we would often get invited over to his house.
Yeah.
Right.
They had a nicer house because they had more money.
Yeah.
There's only one of them. So as you get two, it's like...
Yep.
Yeah, but it's like... It's also because you need to make sure that it's balanced. So like they get a toy, because you're getting that toy too for him or her.
Mm.
Or whatever gender pronoun they are.
But yeah. they were thinking back, they were very different, and that was also really strange because that was the first time I've ever heard a child call their parents by their names. I think we were like I don't know, 8 or 9. He was like 7 or something, and he talked to his dad using his dad's first name. That was weird.
Yeah.
I found that really strange. Do you ever call your dad by his first name?
Sometimes, yeah.
Now.
Yeah, now more than ever.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But did you ever do it when you were younger?
No, not really. No.
Because I've had this conversation with my dad, and he said that he never intended for me to call him dad.
Oh, really?
He wanted me to call him Sean.
It's so funny, like after like 10 years, and you're like, you just sit your kid down, and you go like, listen.
Stop calling me dad.
No, my name's Sean. And it's like, shit. Oh shit, your name is Sean?
That is not real.
Yeah, I've been calling you dad.
So what's it? That'd be hilarious in like in kindergarten. Like, oh, so what's your dad's name?
Dad?
What's it? Okay, let's try that again. What's your mom's name? Mom.
Yeah, mom.
Mom. Like, what?
It's also so funny when you have like teachers and you're like, what's your first name? It's like, but it's Miss Nunnally.
What's your?
And then like in senior house when they started like, let's just call them by the first name. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think I 100% agreed with that. If there was like a thing, when I'm looking back on it now. Like, I definitely understand, like, the dynamic of, like, this is Miss Smallbones. So, you call her Miss Smallbones. I do like that kind of authority, and, like, getting rid of it didn't necessarily change it. I'm not friends with them. They're not my friends. They are my teachers.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think...
It's so progressive!
It was a level of respect.
Uh-huh. this is my progressive bias.
Okay. I think it was just a level of respect.
What?
That.
And I understand that respect.
Yeah.
But then but it's like bowing to authority and I'm basically the same as the teacher. It's like, no, you're not. You're fucking, you're 12, you're 15 years old. You dumb fuck, sit down. Sit down.
Okay. Mm. I see it differently. I think that it just... allowed for a space of...
Oh, a safe space.
Not a safe space, just a more respective space.
How?
The relationship that you build is one out of respect instead of fear.
Yeah, okay. But then when I was calling them that, I wasn't less fearful of them or more fearful of them. It's just a name.
What, when you called them Miss or Mister?
Yeah, or when I called them Bianca or Greg. You know, like it didn't. I still view them as like a mentor, someone who I'm trying to learn from.
Mm.
And then some not, because like I fucking hate them. You know what I mean? Like, or like you don't. You just have the teacher that you don't you don't resonate with. Yeah. You don't like so much.
But I also think it's really up to the teacher as well, though.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, but teaching is such a weird thing because it's so subjective and. But also, I don't know. There's so many of them. There's 7 that you're trying to learn from.
Yeah, but
what the fuck?
Yeah, but now instead of. You still have to remember something.
Mm.
And just adding miss or mister at the end just makes it a bit longer.
I guess. But then. Yeah, but okay. But then it's just being chummy.
I don't view it like that. Because like, I don't call your dad like Mr. Goldberg or your mom Mrs. Goldberg.
Mm.
You know? Like, I call them by their names, but not out of disrespect. It's merely out of respect.
Mm.
You know?
Well, yeah, because that's your name.
Yeah, it's like, if everyone had to go around calling each other by their second names, it would get really confusing.
You just say, or you could say, sir, madam. Like, if there's someone older than me, I'll say, sir. It's just because they're older.
I'm just thinking of other ways of like
say mister, like mister.
mister,
senor. Mister.
Like, hey bud, what's up, bruv?
Hey,
yo, what's up,
blood?
Dude?
Yo, blood.
What's up, dude?
Oi, blood. Oh, fam. Oi, mate.
Imagine being a sales rep and doing that.
Listen, blood. I'll do this for you, blood. I'll give you fucking 20% off, blood. Like, yeah, that. I'd be like, I'm good, man. But if he's like, sir, I'm like,
hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Peasant? But even
care how you feel, peasant.
But even sir has when people call, like, have you ever been called sir?
Mm.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. Or boss, but then it's like a black person. I'm like, bro, come on, man. I'm one of you, fam. Oi, mate, we weren't in the same.
But yeah, bro. Perhaps I don't know. I'm just thinking as well. Have I been called sir?
I'm sure.
I think over the phone.
Yeah, yeah. When it's like a sales rep, he doesn't know. He's like not sure about your voice and your cadence, but like definitely when I walk in, they're like, "Oi, mate." Are you? And then, like, when my dad walks in, it's like, hello, sir.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
Hello.
It's like,
has it been
the same way you, like, don't, again, you don't honk your horn in front of white people's houses.
Yeah.
Just don't, man. It's disrespectful to their culture.
What was I going to ask you? I can't remember. Anyway, that's what I was going to say. Has anybody looked at your surname and be like, oh, you're Jewish? How often
Every single time I go, I'm adopted. Every time I'm adopted.
Do you apologize? I'm sorry for the confusion.
Sorry for the inconvenience of you being kind of weirded out by this strange colored man who has a very, very Jewish name. Sorry about that.
Ethan Goldberg.
My bad.
It's like Ethan is like, how many Ethans in the Jewish community do you know?
Like maybe 1 or 2, but then most of them are like colored.
Oh, really?
Not the ones that I know in the community, but like, but the ones, the Ethans who are not Jewish. I know like...
No, but I'm asking, in the Jewish community...
Not that many.
Not that many.
A lot of Joshuas, which is my second name, so...
Yeah, so...
Fucking hell, man. And then to some of them, they're like, Jesua, I'm like, it's Ethan. Okay? It's Ethan. It's the name. Yeah.
Because I've never had that happen to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Like when they go, And everyone's like, where are you from? And I'm like, Plumstead. Every time. Because they're like, this nigga's from Plumstead. And then I start talking and he's like, this guy's not from Plumstead. And then I tell them, I'm from Plumstead. So they're like, oh, okay.
Confused.
Yeah, a lot of, what else? Trying to think of other times people, just like things that I have to just clarify and go like, yeah. It's,
what does Goldberg actually mean?
Gold mountain.
So it's Afrikaans?
No. It's like Goldbach. It was like a place in Germany that we fled because of the Nazis.
Oh, dude. Nice.
Shout out, dude. Shout out to the Fledden.
The Fleddings.
Oi, blood. Yeah. And we don't talk much about Israel and Palestinian politics in my family.
We don't have to now.
Let's not do that right now.
Let's not.
Yeah. Just lends to awkward Shabbats.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, do you go?
Every now and again, I have, like, when it's like a thing, I try to.
Okay.
It's like the only culture, like whatever heritage I have, it's like the only thing that's there.
Fair enough.
But they're also very funny. Jews are very funny.
Mm.
Like they'll take the piss all the time. Like jokes.
You do.
Dad jokes. Yeah. Just the terrible, not good jokes, but it's all in good fun.
Okay.
Like, but like my whole thing is that just with the Shabbats and just all the fucking praying, like I get why we were lost for 40 years. Do you know?
What do you mean?
We were all like leaning to the left and making, you know, doing at least 4 prayers, then only eating the matzah, and then after the matzah, we're all leaning to the right, and then it's like, come on, man. It's fucking eat. We've been cooking in the kitchen the entire day. All the food's ready. It's warm. And then now we're praying? Like, Jesus, man. Yeah. So
that's actually a good. That's a good question. Do you guys ever speak about Jesus?
No, he's not really a. Because he's just like he's just a schmuck. Like, you know, he's just like a dude that he's like, yeah, he's Jewish. Okay, tons of us. Well, you know.
Yeah, but
in time,
you had you had your prophets.
Yeah. I don't know. To be honest, don't know enough about it to talk about it, to be honest. So,
My favorite Jewish person besides Jesus is probably Schmidt from New Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to Schmidt.
I'm trying to think of mine. Einstein was pretty cool.
Mm. Didn't he convert?
To what? Islam?
No. Wasn't he Christian converted to Jewish?
Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
No, dude, he was full and I'm sure through and through Jew.
Okay, I might be thinking of someone else.
But that's why he left Germany. He was like, fuck earth.
No. So, I thought he was Jewish and then he converted to Christianity to get away from that.
Mm.
I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong.
Yikes. Yeah. I think he did start speaking about God towards the end, trying to understand God, Einstein. But I don't.
I think a lot of old people do that though.
Yeah, there's like an entity. There's like something higher.
I think it's more about they realize now that they're older.
Yeah. And
they've experienced
almost like they've experienced enough and they realize that this is kind of being acted out almost. Do you know?
Not acted out. Or like
they're speaking through something else is the source and they're just merely the
I think they're trying to prepare themselves for inevitably what's to come.
Mm.
You know, because in our minds, we aren't there yet. We still have 60 years. They have maybe a day or two.
Mm.
Or
I feel like after like you turn 50, like if you die, it's like, well, you know.
Sheesh.
Kind of died at old age, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Like, don't want to think about that. Don't make me think about that.
Like, I mean, I guess maybe I mean, like, definitely like a, like 300 years ago, it'd be like, wow, 50. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Big 5-0. Jesus. And now it's like 100.
Like,
yeah, it's like double.
Would you want to live? I think I've asked you this.
I don't think so, man.
I really don't want to live to 100,
It's just that you're having to be looked after.
Yeah, and that's my big problem.
You can't even go to the toilet. Bro, someone's going to have to, like, be there while I'm dropping. Obviously, I'm dropping deuces. When I'm, oh, what kind of shit do you have when you're, like, over 80? It's like, it must be, like, paste.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? It's, like, nothing, like, solid and, like, there's some, like, fucking pride that you have. Every time you look down, you're like, oh, there's... Looks like duck. Like
duck.
Yeah, just like a...
duck. It looks like
antelope
duck.
Shit. You know, it's like the little pellets. It's like maybe 5 or 6, like, granules. What the fuck, bro? That must fucking suck. I'm so happy that I can go onto the toilet, or like I have these like stomach rumblings and I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, you know, there's something's a brewing in here. Something's chained up and begging to get out of my asshole.
It's a duck.
And
a duck in my stomach.
And then you lay it out and it's just like this fucking ta pa la pa.
Dude, you have the weirdest, like, sounds for going to the bathroom. That's so weird.
No, and it's like falling out. And it's like...
Dude, something's wrong with your stomach.
And then when you're
86, I feel like we should pump your stomach and then just see what's happening.
Mm.
Because I think there's something going on.
I was like, when you're like 86, it must be like... Like that's it, and then now it's like.
Don't you laugh sometimes when that's the initial sound when it's like.
The worst is when it hits the ground, the water perfectly, and splashes right up. That's the fucking worst.
It's the worst.
It's so bad. Because it's like the sound is good, but not the result of the sound.
Yeah, and it's cold.
It's cold. It's cold. It's early mornings, man. Come on.
We're talking about time and growing old.
Fuck sake.
So there's a prediction that was made saying that in 2050, commercialized ways of uploading your conscience or a copy of your conscience into computers will be available.
When?
2050. So that's 30 years from now, right?
Mm.
If it is around, would you do it?
But that, by that logic, I could then also live other people's lives. If I can upload my conscious, surely I can upload or play streams.
I suppose so. Yeah.
It would be like the premium edition.
But would you do it?
Yeah, probably.
Legit. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a bit strange because imagine, it's like, let's say you're going to die, right? So let's say at age 80 you die.
Nah, dude, I'll live forever, man.
You die, then like your actual body would die and then you can upload your yourself into the cloud, right? What would happen? Would you just continue living at that age that you were uploaded? Would you age... Could you age down?
Yeah, how does it relate to our biology?
It doesn't.
Doesn't at all.
It's like it's all digital.
They're all digital and it's...
And like what would happen to like... Let's say...
What happens to you then?
What do you mean?
It doesn't... So it's not a transference of conscience. It's just like a backup.
I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Maybe it is just a transference. But like essentially your body dies, right? And...
Oh, I wouldn't. I think I would. I would probably live out to like maybe 70. Yikes, maybe.
Because I was thinking about what would happen if, like, let's say a child had passed away and then their parents make the decision to upload them.
Yeah, would they carry on growing?
Exactly. What would happen to them?
Well, they would forever be a child.
Would they essentially be able to live out their lives as if they were still alive inside this digital world? And then the craziest thing, even more crazy than that, a question was posed to a couple of scientists, I think at Harvard, and they were asked, do you think we are in a simulation? And all of them couldn't give a concise answer.
How can you?
Yeah. So the most answer-esque like answer was it's 50-50. Like, doesn't that mess with your mind a little bit? Like, they couldn't give an answer, so they were like, yeah, it's about 50-50. It's a 50-50 chance. Like, if...
It's very freeing to think about.
People don't understand. Like, 50-50, yeah, what does that mean? If you flip a coin and it lands heads or tails...
Yeah.
That's how much of a... How can you explain that? It's just...
That's the possibility.
It's the possibility. Like... A coin flip. Imagine you made decisions on a coin flip, or your thoughts on a coin flip.
Harvey Dent.
How are you feeling today on a coin flip?
Harvey Dent.
Who's Harvey Dent?
Batman. The guy who's like half. He like flips everything on a coin. Yeah. Like, if you die or you live, here we go. Flip a coin. Oh, you live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh. DC, would you live like
DC,
that?
DC does characters like that well, where it's that's a cool concept.
Yeah.
Cool concept of a villain, but then the delivery.
What, in the movies?
At least. The comics are cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that, but like...
Like every decision is a coin flip.
It's interesting.
It's an interesting social... social experiment.
Do you want to do that for a week?
Not for a week, dude. Oh, my gosh.
Only a day?
Yeah, maybe a day. Okay. I could not do that for a week. I would literally kill...
But you can't do dumb stuff, though. It's like, walk...
No.
Walk through the traffic here.
No, you... So you do... You like, do your day. Yeah. Like, you do your day. But every action you do, you base it off the coin flip. So, for example, like... Are you going to play video games today? Yes or no?
Oh, man. Oh, but then I could go like this hour.
Yeah, you can do that.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, cool.
And then if it's a yes, and if it's like, yes, okay, cool. Am I going to play Overwatch Warzone?
But then what happens if it's Dragon Ball Z as well? So you can't do like...
So
you have to do each one.
You can so you
have two options.
No. So you can what you can do is, let's say you want to play Overwatch or you want to play Dragon Ball Z. And you're like, am I gonna play Dragon Ball Z now?
Oh,
no. Okay. Am I gonna play Overwatch? No.
Right. I see. Okay. Cool. Semantics dealt with. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be terrible. I'd be so flipping stupid.
But you know what it would be?
What?
Liberating.
Deliberating. What?
Liberating.
Liberating.
Yeah.
How?
Because you don't have to worry about like what you don't have to think about it. It's just whatever fate decides. Something nice.
Is it
about
fate
there.
Though, or is it just probability?
Well, yeah, it's like we can get all semantic. It's like, oh, the wind that happens, or the amount of force that you put up, you know, as it goes up, the force that's being generated on the way down. Do you lower your hand as it goes down? There's a lot of things that you can get into, and it kind of all just falls apart. It's 50-50 in that moment. Bang, there, live it.
Mm.
You know. But it's also strange because it's not always just two options. and it's not normally as simple.
Mm.
Like,
because life is not.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's weird how it's all, whether you do something or don't do something is based on everything else, kind of. It's like what life has thrown at you, what you've learned through your experiences through life, what you feel in that exact moment, what happened to you yesterday, what happened to you 10 years ago, what happened to you 20 years ago, you know, how your mom, what your mom said, what your dad said, what your friend said, what that person online said, all of it goes into it. And it's all just, I can imagine just being able to just do it, bang, there, I do it, or I don't do it. Simple.
Mm.
You know? So basically what I'm saying is, I don't know what I'm saying. 50-50. 50-50. Yeah.
I think there was a TV show called that.
Yeah.
On SABC2, 50-50. What did I think then?
Someone said that I describe what's been happening in my last couple of weeks of my existence as an Isidingo
episode. Story,
yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So funny, dude.
Like, that's so out of context, though.
So out of context, and no, it's only a few people will get it, but it has.
If they listen to this
so
part.
Dramatic. Just so dramatic, dude, and backstabby, and just people burning everything around them.
There's this show on, I think it's on SABC, was it E? I think it's on SABC 3. It's called Dear Dick and Din. Right, through thick and thin,
right,
and it's a Turkish show that's been dubbed in Afrikaans. It is so painful to watch because the voice actors are not great.
Right, they're never good. I remember watching Wonder Woman in Spain.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible. They got like two people to do the dub.
It was so frustrating. It's like, so I don't understand why it's so popular. Like, what I do understand is that there are people out there that can't only afford the free air quotes TV that is offered by the government. So they only have SABC. Okay.
Is there a free TV issued by the government?
Like, it's not free, so pay like your TV license fee. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well.
Can you get different models
of
TV, or is it just like a standard?
No, it's just the tuner. It's just like what the TV can pick up.
Oh wow.
So like it's not encoded.
I didn't even think we have that.
That's what SABC and ETV are.
I don't
are.
Think we even have those. Because like none of us watch it.
No. Oh well, that's fair, but. It's the difference is like these are like in like your DSTV.
Yeah.
DSTV is encoded.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to have a decoder in order to
see it.
Right.
The
international shows you're not required to have an decoded for that. Anyway. Yeah. So like I understand why it's popular because people are watching because that's the only thing on flipping TV.
Mm.
But. It is so boring.
Mm.
I remember watching, there was a 5-minute song that was playing. No one was speaking, and it was just cuts from different people and how they were feeling at that time. Like, oh, they're sad.
Mm.
They're happy.
Mm.
He's looking at him really, really angrily, right? Mm. He's super upset about something. We don't know what, right? Like, it's just cuts to people's faces. And it's 5 minutes. They're just trying to, and like this doesn't happen once. It's like a couple of times in one episode, and it's so painful to watch. It's just like, I really hate that show.
It's crazy how some things just don't translate. Like me,
yeah.
Like a Turkish show. Even when I watch it in Turkish, it's just gonna be so strange compared to what I'm used to, and not like I'm programmed to. Like you see like Asian shows and like shows in Japan, and like ads even like in Asia, it's completely different.
Mm.
They're completely different pace, They're a completely different, like, shock. The shock value and what people's attention is drawn to is so different.
Mm.
And like, I even remember going to Italy, and like, even there it was like the ads. There was just a strangeness to them. Like, never mind the fact that they were in a different language.
Mm.
Just like the structure of it was just not 100% how we would do an ad here. I don't know, maybe, or the beats were different or something.
Yep.
Definitely in Asia. Or no, maybe Italy's more similar. Maybe it's just more of a language difference. But like, have you seen any Asian ads?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
They're all crazy. But there was this one Asian ad. I think it was a Thai ad. It was, okay. Have I told you about this? This Thai ad that I saw, which was like super crazy. Mm. It involved, so there's two women in an office, right? They're overweight, right? And this guy that they both thinks really hot. They try to get his attention, like constantly, right? And he always shoots them down. And there's this really like slim like model that he's really into. And they like go, and then at the end of the day, the two of them are sitting alone in the office, and then he walks out with the model looking woman, right?
Mm.
She walks out, and they start like, oh, like, I need to look like her. How can I look like her? And they're really sad. And then once they've left, the guy and the woman, they've left, right? They sneak into her office, right? Oh wait, no, sorry. They're trying to print something out. And then they go over to the printer, and they get sucked into the printer, and they pop out in the future, right? And everyone has the same face, and it's the face of the woman that the guy went out with. Everyone's overweight. Everyone has her face, though, right? Then finally, we see the guy, the guy in the previously.
Mm-hmm.
He's like begging for the model to like come back to him because like they broke up or whatever. And then they sneak into the office and they find out that she's been drinking tea. And this, the entire time this is a, like a 10 minute ad about tea.
Wow. Dude, Jesus Christ. I remember seeing one that was just so, it would break out into like this jingle, like like that, and it would happen at least like five times. Like it would be a one scene, and then blah, 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 and then it would carry on, and then blah, 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 and then brought in the product again, blah, 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 like, and it would hit this beat over and over again, and it's like, yo, man, I
get it.
That product like comes up, you know what I mean? Like in my head, like when I see it in the store.
So it works.
Yeah, it's
fucking worked.
I know it's gonna work. It's just like five times.
Mm.
Like I thought the golden thing was three. Like one, whoa, two, whoa, three. slightly irritating.
Yeah.
It's always that mix of like, oh, it could like really nail it home, but it's also slightly irritating.
What?
That's an atrocity.
What? Who makes the best ads in your opinion?
Like what kind of products?
Like which brand makes the best ads in your opinion?
Brand?
Yeah.
I don't know about like specific brands really. But like, Old Spice always.
I'll tell you mine. Okay. It's Nando's.
Nando's, yeah. Nando's
makes like the best ads.
Chicken
Licken's also been pretty good recently.
I would say in terms of like brands as
Chicken Licken's pretty good.
Like shaving. Shaving ads have always been like
shaving ads
for men.
Oh. I've not really seen many shaving ads. Literally the shaving ad that
when
I was
they own it that's like for balls. That's like, it's like we're shaving our balls, yeah. When it
like
when
a ra- it's so like subtle, it, so it's like though, it's like it's a like, razor.
You know, but you know, this is for your nuts, bro.
I've never seen that. Really, I've never seen an ad like that.
Yeah, that was so funny. As soon as, dude, I swear to fucking God, dude, I shaved the other day, and I started getting more shaving ads. I just shaved. How? What the fuck, man?
maybe it's all down to.
I mean, I'm sure I said the word shave. Sure, yeah.
When before you shave?
Yeah, I was like, Dad, could I use one of your this things? And he was like, Yeah, sure. And then, like, right after I did it, there's like a Gillette and Nivea ad that I've never seen before, just on my YouTube. I'm like,
they're listening.
Man,
they're listening.
They fucking are, bro.
Shout
out, dude.
It's either that or their version of you and the version of you in the system,
yeah,
which like told them before you even knew you needed to shave that you are going to shave.
Simulated,
dude. And you know what's happened, right? So I have two. Actually, I don't even have an account on there. So I have my personal YouTube account, right?
Mm.
And then I've been watching YouTube. I mean, like, listening to music and stuff. Mm.
On your
like
other account?
Not even on another account. Just, like, on YouTube. Right. That,
Do you have premium?
No.
So you just sit through the ads, or you skip them and then
No, I skip them. But, like, so, you know, you don't have to log into YouTube to use YouTube, right?
Right, yeah.
So I've just been using YouTube, like, without anything, because it's on another computer that I haven't logged into.
They still have ads.
It still has ads, right. Yeah. But what's strange is that after a while, after listening to my specific type of music, the videos, the other YouTube videos and things that I usually watch on my personal account have been popping up. And I'm just like, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is super weird. Yeah. Like, I'm not logged in, but
oh my God. I don't know why that scares me so much. I mean, it's nothing you can do. And it always makes sense. Oh, sorry, not always makes sense. It makes sense why they do it to, like, keep you relevant and keep the engagement up, bro. Yeah.
But my question is like, doesn't know, like, all the videos that I've been watching without the account, did it like check up against the database and was like, Zeno's been watching all of these videos.
This is Zeno's
maybe
device.
Maybe this is Zeno.
Maybe it.
Let's just send all the videos that way. Like, or is this just similar people with similar tastes?
Click on those videos.
I do.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I do.
Like, oh, it's right there.
Exactly.
It's the convenience thing.
Yeah.
It's like right. Oh,
but like, man. are they literally checking like, oh, Zeno's watched and listened to these videos.
Mm.
So must be Zeno. Mm. Like, they don't even second guess. It's like, this is like a 99.99% chance.
Yeah.
They try.
Yeah.
And then you engage. And then I engage.
It's like, okay, this is Zeno.
Yeah.
Got him!
Yeah. No, 100%. I really think that's the way that it works.
Oh, no!
But I wonder if there's at all, if it's possible, just not a, like, that's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Because I really hope that sometimes at people watch the stuff that I watch on YouTube.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's like an array of things that I watch. So is there somebody else that watches those types of things?
Mm.
You know? Because our viewing habits are completely different.
Yeah.
Everyone's is. But
yeah,
is there somebody out there that watches like almost like 99% identical stuff as you do?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Mm. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, probably.
I sometimes I look at the stuff that I watch and I'm like, probably not. Like, when I say similarity, like, because you listen to music, you'll watch like videos of stuff, right? And sometimes I look at it and I'm like, no one would ever watch this video after this video.
Yeah.
Or this, like,
yeah,
or follow this YouTuber time. And like, this YouTuber.
Maybe the order of my thoughts are unique.
Mm.
Maybe, like, the filter.
Yeah.
But I think that I'm sure it's like a similarity and a I'm sure what they also do to make it easier is like they kind of group it together, kind of.
Mm.
There's like a kind of umbrella of people who are like this, people who are like that, people who are like this and that, and it's like a Venn diagram kind of.
What people find scary, right? I personally find really cool. I understand why it's scary because it's your information. It's personal. It's
seemingly private.
It's like your identity almost.
And like when you do it and when you're active on these sites, you're lying in bed and you're like,
You
feel like hushed in and quiet from the world, but you're just literally stomping. Like,
you're actually exposing yourself. Here I am. You're exposing yourself to the web.
Yeah.
Take me.
You are in a Charlotte.
But yeah, I think it's cool. The reason why I think it's cool is because it's giving me the stuff that I do want to watch. Because now when I go into that YouTube, the YouTube site without the account, it gives me the stuff that I want to watch.
Mm.
I haven't logged in or anything, but it knows exactly what I want to watch without me telling it, yo, this is Xeno.
What do you think of SABC like claiming,
gosh.
Netflix? Dude,
stupid.
It's so funny.
They're going under and they're trying to latch onto something. And because
what do they want exactly?
They want anybody that owns any streaming service to pay a TV license fee.
What?
Yeah. So it'd be probably be called a different type of fee, like a streaming fee or something. But yeah, it's just not going to fly. It's really not going to fly.
How could it not fly?
Sorry?
How could they even try and do this?
Do they have any ground? There's no ground. There's literally no way for them to force us to pay that fee because they're not offering us a service.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
We're not buying a service from them. It's it's stupid. If this is how desperate they are, I feel like they're probably gonna disappear in a couple more years.
Okay.
I'm not even sorry if that's the case because like if you are trying to do this instead of trying to improve your media, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. What kind? Get with it.
Yeah.
You gotta get with it or
get. Or crumble like a cookie.
Yeah.
Guys, I think that is all we have for today.
Yeah.
We're tired. We're too tired. Thank you for listening, though. This has been a pleasure.
Awesome.
Please go and follow us on Instagram at High and Dry Pod. And we will see you in the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.